Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Voice of Indie. Your hosts today are Beam Weeks, author, producer, and marketing monster for independent multimedia publisher Fresh Ink Group, and Stephen Jeeves, author, producer, composer, and publisher for Fresh Ink Group.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Greetings, and welcome to another episode of the Voice of Indie podcast. We are live with episode number 163. I am your host, Beam Weeks, and with me is Mr. Stephen Jeeves. How are you doing tonight, Stephen?
I'm doing nifty keen. We're into September already, and things are still hot down here in Alabama. Going up and down up there, huh?
Yeah, it's it was hot, and then it was kind of cool, and it's been cool for the last week or so. But we've got some, you know, mid-70s coming up over the weekend, so it's just that time of year.
Now, speaking of hot, it's college football season, people. Now, I don't make no secret of the fact that my degrees are from the University of Michigan. My team's number two right now. We're knocking on the door of Georgia, who's in the number one slot. Also in that top 11 right now is the Tennessee Volunteers. And there are a whole lot of Tennessee Volunteers fans all around the country and all around the world. And Dave Hooker of Off the Hook Sports has got the book for you. It's called Celebrate 98. It's a celebration of the 25th anniversary of the 1998 Tennessee Volunteers National Championship Season team. That's the year that Al Wilson took over from Peyton Manning. And Fulmer was the coach. I mean, this is some classic stuff. So he's got this great book. It's chock full of color pictures. It's got the stories behind the scenes, the locker room talk, the personalities, the trickeration, all the fun stuff. And he even follows up and tells us where these people are today and what's going on with them. So that's Celebrate 98. It's out there now in hardcover, soft cover, and all the digital formats. Order your copy or hey, go to offbooksports.com, order it directly from Dave himself, and he'll autograph it and inscribe it for you. So it's a great gift for all those Tennessee Volunteers fans. That's Celebrate 98.
All right. Yeah. We just finished a really cool video for that, too.
Look yeah. There,
so get over to our YouTube channel and check it out. Also available now is I Won't Be Your Scapegoat. That is out now. That is by David Carroll. And if you were listening a few weeks ago, we had David Carroll on as our guest. He is the NBC nighttime anchor at the Chattanooga NBC affiliate. And he wrote this, put together this this collection of misspelled words and misused words and things that he found on the internet and on signs and whatnot. And it is a hoot. The book is funny. We sit there and while we were just putting it together, going through it and laughing while we're editing this thing. So it's worth, if you like a good laugh, I Won't Be Your Scapegoat by David Carroll is out right now. And if you want to call in tonight for tonight's guest, if you have a comment or a question, you can call in or you can use hashtag Fresh Ink Group on Twitter, X, as the kids are calling it these days. Now, and if you want to know how to do all of that, here's how.
Call 516-453-9902 right now with your questions or comments for tonight's guest. Or post a note on Twitter with hashtag Fresh Ink Group in the body of the tweet and we'll read it on air. That's 516-453-9902 or hashtag Fresh Ink Group on Twitter.
All right. We got another new book that just came out a few weeks ago. This is The Diang, Book 1 by M.C. Howard. This is the first of a trilogy. The second book, The Degree, is on the way. We're hoping to have that out in plenty of time for Christmas as well. These are suspense thrillers with a very strong tinge of science fiction in there. There's actually a spaceship on the cover of the first book. That's The Diang, Book 1. It's out now. Get out there, get your copy. Be ready for The Degree and The Disillusion, Books 2 and 3 in the Diang series.
Yeah, I just worked on the degree today. I'm in the editing process on that, and that's coming along. In the meantime, Village Boss by Ronan Duvall will be coming out in a matter of weeks. This has been finished. We are putting the finishing touches on it right now. If you are into thrillers and espionage and drug runners and gangs and jumping from Colombia to Italy to Africa to South Central LA to Chicago to Grand Rapids, Michigan to different places, this book covers it all. Well written, an intriguing story, and the name to keep in mind, Ronan Duvall. His book, Village Boss, coming out within a matter of weeks. Hey, you know what? You can find out about all these books that we've coming out. You can find out who's going to be on this show. You can find out what's going on with the Freshing Group short story contest. All this stuff is in our newsletter. And if you're not subscribed to it, shame on you. But here's how you can. Save face and get signed up.
Stay on top of these podcasts and all things Fresh Ink Group with our weekly digital newsletter, new releases, videos, stories, excerpts, interviews, and more. Sign up now on the homepage of freshinkgroup.com and be the one who knows what's what.
All right. Another book that's only been out for about 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks now, Daddy Yo-Yo and the Legendary Marble Tournament by Dr. Janice D. Toney. This is a chapter book that's fully illustrated. It's a story about children and having their big marble tournament and what they learn from Daddy Yo-Yo and how bullying creeps into the situation and what we can do about bullying. So that's Daddy Yo-Yo and the Legendary Marble Tournament, an illustrated chapter book by Dr. Janice D. Toney.
All right. Okay, now over on Twitter, we've got a message from Mr. Verwayne Greenhow. Little note here. Verwayne was right in the path of the hurricane that slammed into Florida here a week or two ago. And he's been without internet. He was out without power for quite a while, but he got his power back and he was without internet for quite a while. And he says, I'm finally back online and posting again in my romance villa after being without power for 12 plus days. I'm still working on the story, but it's in motion to be an audiobook. So get over to X and type in hashtag Fresh Ink Group and click on latest and find Verwayne's tweet there and or his post. And he's got the link in there, so you can go over there and click on the link and check out what he's doing with his latest Bell project. So welcome back, Verwayne. Glad to have you back in the fold.
Yeah. Yeah, he just added another note. He says, all righty then, the show is live and I'm here to listen. It was a mere 98 degrees here today, but the humidity was only about 973%. Life goes on. Welcome back.
Kind of dry, huh?
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about selling print books that are published by Fresh Ink Group. Fresh Ink Group is our favorite publisher and sponsor of our show and publisher of all of our books. And right now we're looking at the top 25 to see what the print sales have been in the past week or so. Let's work our way up. The ABCs of Surviving Cancer, Alive, Beautiful, and Courageous by Tammy Trover. This is an illustrated, not a chapter book, but a poem book. Each letter of the alphabet has a poem that's based on that letter, along with a Cornelius the cancer-curing crocodile, who's helping you understand these things. And it's a book for kids. It's a book for all ages, families, friends. You got a kid in school who's coming from treatments and maybe losing his hair or whatever and trying to understand what's going on. This explains all that stuff for kids in a fun, interesting way. And that's the ABCs of Surviving Cancer, Alive, Beautiful, and Courageous by Tammy Trover. Next up, we've got Robert G. Willis-Croft, Operation Ivy Bells, A Mac McDowell Mission. That's the first of four Mac McDowell missions by Robert G. Willis-Croft, and I'm sure he's got a fifth one in progress right now. These are Cold War submarine thrillers. Mac is a submarine commander, and they're out there taking on the Russians and having all kinds of fun in a suspense thriller kind of way. That's Operation Ivy Bells by Robert Willis-Croft. Next, Lanny Richmond's Warning. No one is scared of hell until they get there. I have been there. That's an epistolary, a Christian epistolary, where he's talking about how you too can get into heaven. Now, Shipwrecked and Rescued, The City of Bangor, by retired journalist Larry Jorgensen. This is the story of the 240 Chryslers being shipped across Lake Superior in the 1920s, and they never made it there. The crew never made it there either. What happened to these people? What happened to these cars? Get the book, find out. B.A. Johnson, Sassy Uncovers Peter Allen's Secret, is next up, and that is the second book in the Sassy series. These are illustrated chapter books for young people to learn about their AME church. Sassy Uncovers Peter Allen's Secret, second book in the series, and it's made our top 25 this week. Next two, How to Start and Run Your Own Food Truck Business in Tennessee. The paperback edition of that and the laminate, case laminate hardcover edition of that are both selling exactly the same numbers of copies. So How to Run Your Own Food Truck Business in Tennessee. Now, that's by A.K. Wingler. She's also got one about how to run your food truck business in Georgia and one in Florida as well. So if you're interested in the food truck business, these are great books for anywhere in the U.S. and specifically for your state if you happen to be in the Southeast. Next. Celebrate 98, the untold stories behind the Tennessee football Vols 1998 National Championship, and that's by Dave Hooker. Next, Mark Herndon, The High Road, Memories from a Long Trip, talking about his nearly three decades as the drummer for the super country group Alabama. And he tells all the behind-the-scenes stuff. That's a fun book to go through. You get to kind of vicariously live the life of the superstar musician. Yeah. And at the same time, you see all the stress and the strife and, the hard feelings and the personalities and whatnot. And Mark takes responsibility for mistakes he made. He takes the high road. It's not a dishing dirt kind of a book. It's just an honest look at what that life was, what it meant to him, and what it means to him now. So that's a great, great book. We published that in 2016, and it tends to be in our top 5 to 10 bestsellers every week, year after year after year. The High Road, Memories from a Long Trip by Mark Herndon. Daddy Yo-Yo and the Legendary Marble Tournament, the hardcover edition is next up. It's outselling the softcover edition. That shows you that they like case laminate books to give as gifts for children because they're durable, they're sturdy, they're beautiful, beautiful, nice color with that laminate on there, and you can wipe them off when you spill something on them. Next, The Chair, Volume 3, 7, 8, and 9 by Robert McKenzie. That's the third Chair book. The one, The Chair 2, now The Chair 3 is out. 4 and 5 are on the way. And that's a thriller that's historical fiction with big thriller elements throughout it, based primarily from the point of view of a piece of furniture that has gone for generations and generations and generations and seen it all. Next, How to Paint an American by Andrew McGregor. Now, you edited this book, Bean. What's this about?
That is a book about a young man who leaves Eastern Europe and comes to America trying to figure out what it means to be an American. He runs afoul of some nefarious types of characters. He finds some good people who help him out, and he finds some people that are just kind of middle ground. And it's an adventure. The guy starts in New York City. He ends up in Boston, eventually makes his way down to Atlanta, and a stellar read. It's worth your time. So go grab a copy.
Yeah. And the author, Andrew McGregor, is an interesting character, too. He competes in the Highland Games in Scotland as a regular thing on behalf of the McGregor clan. And he's a bagpipe performer who performs in Santa Monica every evening at sunset. Crowds gather to hear him come play Amazing Grace. He also travels the world.
Yeah, when he's home. Because we'll hear from him, and one day he's in Scotland. We'll hear from him a week later. Oh, he's in Tokyo. Next week he's in Paris. Then he's back home But when he's home, he's got a home in California, in Santa Monica, and he's got one in Colorado. So,
Colorado's his writing retreat. So when he wants to write, he goes to Colorado. So, hey, must be nice. All right, we've got How to Teach Driving Behind the Wheel, Lesson by Lesson, the Instructor's Edition by Kenneth Lindquist. There's also a Parent's Edition that came out with that. So if you're not trying to become a certified driving ed instructor, you're just a parent who's got a teenager, a young adult, and you want to make sure that person is learning how to be a good, safe driver, this is a great book. Next up, How to Start and Run Your Own Food Truck Business in Florida by A.K. Wingler. And then above that, by Dr. Helen Burrell, American Agony, The Opioid War Against Patients in Pain. This is a real hard, critical look at what's going on with the enforcement of the opioid epidemic. They're calling it an epidemic now, even though that's really a misuse of the word, and how there's a big crackdown on doctors writing prescriptions, some of them going to jail. Helen dissects all of this, makes fun of it, skewers some of the people involved, and takes a good look at the politics and what's really going on out there. That's American Agony, The Opioid War Against Patients in Pain. Now, above that, The Diang, book one of the Diang trilogy. We're up here in the top 10 now, and that's the hardcover edition. Tell me that novels in hardcover don't sell, because we've got at least 10 authors whose novels are selling hardcover editions at a brisker pace than the softcover editions. And here's one more example, The Diang, book one by M.C. Howard. Above that, the paperback edition of Shipwrecked and Rescued, about those Chryslers that never made it across Lake Superior. And that brings us up to the top six. In the number six slot, I Won't Be Your Scapegoat, David Carroll's Homemade Social Media Blunders. This is the hardcover edition, Beam. People are buying the hardcover edition of this, essentially a joke book. I'll bet you a lot of those are turning into gifts, because when you get a gift, it's always nice to get a hardcover with that dust jacket on there. So I Won't Be Your Scapegoat by David Carroll is in our number six slot. Number five, the paperback edition of The Diang, book one of the Diang trilogy by M.C. Howard. And then that brings us now to our top four. In the number four slot, The High Road, Memories from a Long Trip by Alabama drummer Mark Herndon. This is the hardcover edition. That shows you that people who want a book like a memoir of their favorite, one of their favorite musicians, they want that hardcover edition. They want to be able to pass it around, lend it to a couple of friends, have a nice copy on the shelf. And in this case, like Dave Hooker is doing with Off the Hook Sports and this Celebrate 98 book about the Tennessee Volunteers, Mark Herndon, you can order The High Road directly from him. Just go to markherndon.com, and it'll be either him or country singer superstar Leah Seawright, who just happens to be married to that old scoundrel, in the same house there with him, and they process these orders pretty much every day. And every time they run low, I get the phone call and have to send another truckload of books out there to them. So you can go to Amazon, you can go to Barnes & Noble, you can go to bookstores in Japan and find this book. But if you want one autographed by Mark and maybe inscribed so that you can give it for a gift to somebody who maybe is a Mark Herndon or an Alabama fan, go to markherndon.com, get your copy of The High Road. Now, top three. Number three, Submariner, 30 Years of Hijinks and Keeping the Fleet Afloat by Jerry Pate, a book that has pretty much consistently been in our top five since it was published. This book is doing very well. It's a memoir with 60 chapters about life above and below the sea as chief of the boat of a nuclear submarine by retired U.S. Navy Lieutenant Commander Jerry Pate, with Robert G. Williscroft helping him put all that together as well. Top two books. Number two, the paperback edition of David Carroll's I Won't Be Your Scapegoat. This thing's just barely out. We don't even have it in this week's newsletter. It's going to be in next week's newsletter, but it's already skyrocketed to number two.
That'd be great. Incredible.
That leaves us at number one. This is 4 weeks in a row that the number one slot has been held by There Must Be Something in the Water, Anthology of the Fourth Generation, Descendants of Green Pond After the Emancipation. And this is by Dr. Abigail Miriam Hamilton Hughini. Up until the end of last year, she was the first lady of Alabama A&M University, where her husband was the president. And her husband is one of the people that's featured in the book, and she is as well. This is like three or four dozen people who grew up in the low country of South Carolina out there in Green Pond as descendants of slaves, but who rose above their circumstances and really accomplished some very important, impressive things. So these are profiles of these people. It's a great motivational book. It's a great history book. And it's a great look at what people can accomplish when they really set out to do something important. There Must Be Something in the Water by Abigail Hughini. Congratulations for having the number one slot again, Abby.
Wow, yeah. Congratulations. All right, listeners, you know, if you've missed an episode of the show because you get busy, you're doing something, and you forget that it's on, or you're at work or whatever, or you have a favorite episode that you want to hear again and again and again, we have an archive. So you can check out every episode. I think there's like a couple of the early ones that are not in there that didn't get archived, but pretty much every other one, we're looking at 160 plus episodes that are in this archive. Here's how you can find those.
Find your favorite show in the Voice of Indy archives on YouTube at Fresh Ink Group, StephenGees.com, BeamWeeks.com, FreshInkGroup.com, and on Spotify. And now, you can listen on iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and tune in. Just search The Voice of Indy, all one word.
Dave Hooker here, longtime Tennessee sports writer, and I know that true Tennessee fans are celebrating the 25th anniversary of the legendary 1998 Tennessee Volunteers Championship season. Tell you what, you celebrate 98, try to bring the full-color photos and detail of the transfer of power from Peyton Manning to Al Wilson, the preparation to win the first BCS National Championship, the locker room dynamics, and the challenges of a team rising above deep tragedy. Key plays include interception, a fumble maybe against Arkansas, and a bit of trickeration. Also, there's that Florida game. I analyze the leadership, the strategies, and the players' commitment to each other and share what we are still learning from this team even today. Discover what happened to those heroes of the gridiron and where they are now. Proudly published by the Fresh Ink Group, Celebrate 98 is available in all the digital forms, but you can also get your own soft cover or jacketed hardcover keepsake edition from booksellers worldwide. Want an autographed edition? Go to offthehooksports.com. That's offthehooksports.com, and I'll personalize it for you. Celebrate 98 is a collector's item and a cherished gift that belongs to all fans of college football and the Tennessee Volunteers.
All right. Out now.
Hey, now that's a world premiere. There's a brand new video that goes with that commercial. It's in the Fresh Ink Group channel on YouTube, where we picked up another subscriber this week, so we had to get up and do the little dance. While you're over there, make sure you like, make sure you share, make sure you subscribe. But check out that video for Celebrate 98. Now, the Tennessee fight song is Rocky Top, and when we were working on this video, I got that darn song stuck in my head for like 2 days.
Yeah.
And I finally got it. Now that we've just played the commercial, it's back. So I'm going to be Rocky Topping for the rest of the night probably. So let's meet this week's guest. Maybe we can Rocky Top together. C.J. Peterson is an 8-time award-winning multi-genre published author since 2012. And when we say multi-genre, we're talking wide-ranging audience as well, young and old. She is also a podcaster, a blogger, and a publisher who knows how to relate well to folks of all ages. She has 4 series currently out. That's because she's a slacker. She can only work on 4 series at a time. The Grace Restored series, the Holy Flame trilogy, and the Divine Legacy series for young adults and adults, where the characters cross over storylines. In her series books, the spiritual realm crosses into the physical. Where there's dark, there's light. Where there are angels, there are demons. It's an edge-of-your-seat journey that will have you holding on to the pages for life. The standalone book, Strength from Within, is also part of the series, along with the Christmas novella, Christmas A-N-G-E-Ls. This full immersion series is one you have to experience for yourself. So, we've had her on the podcast one time before. We're looking forward to catching up. Welcome to the show, CJ.
Welcome
Thank
back,
you.
CJ.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me on.
All right. So to get started, let's refresh everybody's memory. Tell us where you're from, where you've lived, what you're doing now.
Okay. Well, currently Texas. We're getting ready to move to OKC. I am an author, blogger, podcaster, and publisher, and I'm actually a 10-time award-winning author. I worked hard for those things. I have multiple series out, and I have multiple standalones because sometimes you don't want to read the whole thing. And one of those just launched in September. I also own a publishing company. We've had multiple books come out this year from Texas Sisters Press. You know, so just a few things here and there that's going on.
All right. Steven?
Hello. Did you not hear
yeah.
me?
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to figure out where did, because we're good. I know we're going to skip some of the stuff that we got here because we.
Yeah,
you know,
I just
like,
apparently I just cut out. I think I've got. Okay. Let me okay. Am I good?
Yeah.
You are now.
All right. So, my count is 19 novels, 2 kids' books, 4 anthologies, and 10 awards.
Correct.
Those are the right numbers? Wow. Okay.
Those are the right numbers.
Why don't you just tell us a little bit? We didn't talk very much about the anthologies that you were in last time you were on. Why don't you tell us a little bit about those?
Sure. There's 4 of them that I'm in. 3 of them are an annual holiday anthology from Texas Sisters Press. So those, what we do is the authors send in their stories. We usually have between 10 and 12 different authors. Each one of the 3 anthologies from 2020, 2021, and 2022 have had a brand new author as well as very well-seasoned authors. One's a USA Today bestseller. And what we like to do is kind of find unique holiday stories because the rules are it has to be 3,500 to 7,500 words, family-friendly, holiday-themed. And we get some really cool stories. We've had everything from a kaiju Christmas to Santa versus Satan to a zombie Christmas to, you know, a psychotic elf. There's all sorts of interesting stories that we have throughout there. With those anthologies, what I like to do, though, is take a little bit of a story, not necessarily from the time that the series is written, but a little bit of a story from a different series. So, for example, Tis the Season has to do with Robin Flynn's story, who was the Tested by Fire that was just launched on September 5th. The next one had part of the story of Ben, who is from Sands of Time trilogy that came out. So I like to pull a little bit from them. Another one, the other anthology that I'm in is Beyond the Sea, Stories from the Underground. It was the original Underground Authors crew. We actually just lost Caleb Pirtle this month, so it was a little bit of a hard hit. But he's in there along with all the other authors, and what we did was we picked a picture, which is what's on the cover, and each author had to write a story, didn't matter the genre, and that boat had to be in it. So it was kind of a unique perspective getting all the different stories that each author had and the uniqueness of them from just a picture as the prompt. Wow.
That sounds cool. What's give us a hint of the flavor of the zombie Christmas. That one intrigued me.
basically, that was written by Veronica Smith. Love her. She's a horror author. What hers was basically this virus or something that's going around, and this poor girl's parents got it, and they're in the house with her on Christmas. Let's just go from there.
Wow.
Let your mind wander. Yeah, it was good.
I saw a placard today that said, "Don't you hate that awkward moment when zombies looking for brains walk right past you?"
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So let's go ahead and roll another commercial, Beam, and then you've got somebody on hold?
Yeah. And plus we got a comment there or a question on Twitter. So, all right.
I'm David Carroll, and I'm proud of my recent books, Chattanooga Radio and Television, Volunteer Bama Dog, and Hello Chattanooga, famous people who have visited the Tennessee Valley. Like many folks, I spend too much time on social media, but I put that time to good use. For years, I've been collecting social media misspellings, misinterpretations, and other mishaps, from tweets, text messages, even the signs you see at stores and on the highways. I've collected the funniest foul-ups in my latest book, I Won't Be Your Escape Goat, David Carroll's homemade social media blunders. I top them off with my own snarky comments, and they're illustrated by a talented artist, my friend Mike Salter. There are a lot of laugh-out-loud moments in the book, more than 400 of them. We all make mistakes, and sure, you can blame it on spell check, but maybe, just maybe, we didn't pay enough attention in English class. Either way, this book will bring a smile to your face or to the face of someone you love. We can all agree what the world needs now is laughter, and lots of it. I Won't Be Your Escape Goat, proudly published by Fresh Ink Group in softcover, jacketed hardcover, and all ebook formats.
Number two on our bestseller list right now.
Okay, CJ, we have Joe Conjo on Twitter who has a question for you. He says, hi, CJ, you are certainly busy. What do you enjoy most, writing, podcasting, or running a publishing company?
That's kind of like asking what your favorite book is or which one's your favorite child. They all bring a different element together. I love writing and being able to just pour out my heart and soul into the pages of the books. Podcasting allows me to not only reach a different type of audience, but allows me to share our guests, whatever they're bringing to the table, with our audience as well. And I love being able to share about other people's work. And then what was the other one? Oh, publishing.
Publishing.
I love being able to help other authors get their work out there, because a lot of times authors have trouble finding a publisher that, you know, fits them. And I love being able to just connect with authors and being able to take them from the point that they bring me their story to being able to launch their baby into the world.
Oh, can you give us examples of some of your authors? And what's the name of the publishing company?
It's Texas Sisters Press. My sister and I founded it. And some of the authors, there's multiple ones that are in there. But we have, of course, me and my sister. And then Diane Floyd Baim writes children's books. She also has a YA. Frankie Hambrick Capers has a, it's a kind of a coloring book. Jeff Craig has a book regarding AI. Cindy Flo has children's stories about her horse, Sandy Boy. James Holland actually has, it's kind of like a theology meets his memoirs, because he was a missionary. And so it's all put together. Chris Hooten, he's a kick. He's actually our Alaskan. He's our native Alaskan. He's not native, but he's from Alaska. And he has multiple genre books out as well. Everything from children, like probably young readers chapter books up through YA. Jeff Kennan was able to publish his book this year. It's about the journey of the loss of his daughter. Bob May has a really cute story about bunnies. And then Julia Roth has just a beginning reader. So we have a wide variety of books.
Wow. And a cute story about bunnies. You've got it all.
Mm-hmm. We got it all.
So what's the
all
name
right.
of your podcast?
Yeah, this is a good time to kind of to promote the podcast.
Yep, we have two, or I have two. One is Book World, The Great Escape, which we've had two very fun gentlemen on multiple times. And that's where it's more the author world. My co-host is author Michael Scott Clifton, and he's also a multi-award-winning author. And we basically kind of cover everything in the author world. And whenever we cover various topics, like we, speaking of AI, just did one on AI today, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. We cover things from series to standalones to just various topics that are of interest in the author world for authors as well. The original concept of it was we had been to Comic Cons where you had author panels, and a lot of the same questions kept coming up. So we're like, well, we should just do like a podcast on it and see what happens. We're in our third season of it. And when we do have authors on, we actually don't have them. A lot of them come on when their books come out. But what we interview them specifically on is their genre and how it differs from other people's that are in that same genre.
Ooh,
so
cool,
it allows, allows readers to get a different view of, you know, the various authors and various topics. And it's live most of the time, so they can, you know, write questions and ask questions during the live. It's on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Central Time. And then my other one is a super fun one. I work Comic-Cons. I did one last week, and I'm doing another one this week where I run the floors. So I keep the artists, the vendors, the guests, everybody happy and everything moving the way it's supposed to move. And so, like, this weekend we're going up to Lake Jackson, and I'll be helping to – my husband and I help run the Brazoria Comic-Con in Lake Jackson. But you get to meet a lot of really cool people. So my friend, Mommy Rella, who's a YouTuber, she has her show. And then there's also Yukita, who is a cosplayer, and then there's me, who's pretty much an all-around lots of interesting things. And we decided let's put a show together and just have fun, good, clean fun, Disney-level fun. But we go to the different Comic-Cons, and people get to, you know, kind of see it from our perspective. We've had voice actors on. We've had actors. We've had, you know, Comic-Con coordinators on. We're heading toward the Ren Fest, so we're probably going to have various other artists and things on. And we have fun and kind of, again, get to share what other people do. We've been to various Comic-Cons, so we share those as well, the ones that we go to, so people can get a flavor of what Comic-Cons really are.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's a very, very fun show.
Yeah, those seem to be real popular. I know we've had a few here in this area in recent, like the last couple of years, that we've had a few of them come through the area. For people who don't really know what they are, give like a little brief explanation of what a Comic-Con is.
It's basically, and I own it, I am a geek, it is a huge convention for geeks. So kind of like the Super Bowl is for football, the San Francisco Comic-Con is for Comic-Cons. Most of them are not that big, but they're usually a little bit, you know, smaller. The bigger cities have bigger ones. I've had the opportunity to meet Sean Astin, Joseph Quinn, Tim Russ, who was Tuvok in DS9. I've had the opportunity to meet a lot of really cool people at these. But the other cool thing is you get to actually talk to the artists and the vendors who are bringing in, especially the artists, their various art. It's not just drawing. People make jewelry. They make other cool, really cool crafts. And you get to actually talk to them and find out, you know, what it's like. So it's super fun. Oh. It's like a geek's playland. There's also gaming. There's different panels where the guests actually just talk and you get to know them.
There are a lot of dress up?
I'm sorry?
There are a lot of dress up?
Oh, yeah. Cosplay is the term, but yes.
Yeah,
I remember some years ago, I was a big fan of the Walking Dead, the original series, and I remember several of those seasons as they were getting ready to have the season premiere, they would hit all these Comic-Cons, and they'd show you footage of these guys, you know, out there. And I remember one year they did that, it was for Breaking Bad, and it was Bryan Cranston went out there wearing a Walter White mask.
Oh, geez.
His character. And nobody knew that it was really Bryan Cranston wearing this Walter White mask, because he's going around and he's just talking, taking pictures with people. Then finally,
oh,
towards the end,
funny.
He pulled the mask off, and everybody's like, oh, hey.
He probably appreciated a little bit of the anonymity. I know that we're going, for example, Magic Mickey Mischief is going to go to Purgatory Scream Park on the 14th at night. What we're going to do is we all have different cosplays. We're going to do Disney princesses as zombies.
Oh, cool.
Ooh.
So,
oh,
yeah, we get to have fun.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. Now, would Little Mermaid be a Disney princess, or is that a little too far out
she
of the
is.
Fold?
She is.
Okay.
No, Ariel is a Disney princess.
Okay.
Mine is
right.
Merida, though. Mine's Merida from Brave. That's who mine is.
Oh, I gotta check these out one of these times. Now, your podcast, are these archived? People can catch older episodes?
Oh, yeah. They're on YouTube. There's audio and video versions of them. So when we go live, we go live on Facebook and YouTube channels. And then I go through afterwards, pull down the audio, and we send them out on the audio. So they're on all platforms, and you can find all the platforms on my website under the podcast button.
Oh, cool. Are the
I'm sorry.
Did we lose you again?
I think so. I think you got
Damon?
The and lost him.
Yeah. David? Can't hear you. All right. Well, while we're waiting for him to take care of that, we've actually got a caller, so we're going to bring Dr. Helen Burrell in and see what she's got a question she would like to ask you. So, hello, Helen.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. How about you?
I just found out there's something wrong with my right ear. I thought it was the phone, and I thought it was you guys. And now I can hear you much better on my left side. How do you like that?
Uh-oh.
Anyway, I want to congratulate Ms. Peterson.
Oh, thank you.
For all her prolific stuff.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And I have to read something of yours because it sounds very interesting.
Uh-oh.
I'm wondering about your process, though, as you're a publisher on the one hand and you're a writer on the other. You must be very busy. What is your writing process?
Well, usually there are two types of writers. There are planners and pantsers. I'm a pantser. I literally sit down, pray, and type until I can't type anymore, and then I come back later, read the last chapter, and finish it that way. When I wrote, for example, the Sands of Time trilogy, I wrote all three books in about 6 to 8 weeks. And then I go through and I edit each individual one, and then I send it to my editor who does there's a copy editor and a content editor, as well as my husband and I read through each book where I have the magnification bump up to like 240 so we can see everything, and I read it aloud and he reads along with me to make sure what I'm saying is what's on the paper, and also he checks the flow of the story. So and that's all before it comes through. And then I design the covers, I do the formatting, and I send them up.
Marvelous.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm a pantser like that. I'm a pantser. I don't have any readers, so you're lucky.
Oh, thank you.
But I do think it's amazing what you accomplish.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's fun. I enjoy it.
Well, I wish you well with it, and I'll have to read something of yours.
Well, thank you, ma'am. There's also different book trailers that I've created that are also on my website, and they're also on the YouTube for specific books, like, for example, the one that just launched on the 5th, Tested by Fire. So that's up there as well.
Well, I look forward to that, and I wish you a lot of luck.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. I hope you get your ear fixed.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling, Alan.
Okay.
Take care.
You too. Take care, guys.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Steven, are you there yet? Can we hear you? Nope. Okay. You might want to call in. You might have to use the phone again. We are going to take a quick break. We are talking with author, podcaster, and publisher C.J. Peterson, all around extraordinarily busy person. And talented person. So we will be right back.
In the days leading up to her departure on the yacht the Dieng, Catherine Howell had a sixth sense revelation that the U.S. government would attempt to take her out before she could return to the United States. Thus begins a web of intrigue involving the CIA, the military, the alleged stillborn birth of her infant son, and the loss of her husband in Vietnam. But is he truly dead? Catherine's sixth sense tells her the man is still alive, and they very nearly cross paths. Catherine's story should be told with caution, as one never knows which government agency is listening to your phone calls, reading your mail, or following you wherever you go. How did Catherine end up living on a yacht with a CIA agent? Will she ever discover the truth? Grab your copy of The Dieng, Book 1 of the Dieng Trilogy by M.C. Howell. Jacketed hardcover, softcover, and all ebook formats worldwide. The Dieng by M.C. Howell.
All right. Get that at any
that one
that you
sounds
want to.
Good.
It is. It's, I did the editing on that, and I should probably consider dropping a review for it because it's a good book. Steven, you there?
Found it.
I'm on the phone. You hearing me this way?
Yeah, yep. I can. Let me try you over here on this. I see you got another link in here. Let me mute the phone and step over to this link. Can you hear me on the link?
How about now?
I gotcha. Yeah, we gotcha.
All right. I'm hanging up the phone then.
Okay.
I was kind of in the middle of asking CJ another question about the. I had asked about the archives, if the old episodes are out there. And I wanted to know, and I'm not fishing for any particular two names here or anything, but do you have any any episodes that you recommend people start with, some guests that stand out to you, some
sure. I think there are really two guys that, you know, Beam Weeks and Gary Stephen Geese, I believe that are
never heard
on
of
a couple of those.
Never heard of those
heard
guys.
Of
how about
really
how about
fun
people
guys
we've heard of?
No,
have
there's
had,
a lot of them. We
you
have,
had
I
like
mentioned
Caleb
Perla. Yeah, I mentioned Caleb Perla passed away. He was actually one of our first ones that we interviewed. Also, his wife Linda has been interviewed. DC Gomez has been interviewed. Kelly Lynn Colby. There's lots of them that are on there. Like I said, it's not just the authors being interviewed, though. We do book reviews. We do topics. And we do things like marketing. We do beta readers. Like I said, we did it just in an AI one today. So there's lots of different various topics that we have going on as well. So it's not just authors being interviewed. We didn't want it to be just, you know, an author interview show. We wanted kind of an all-around.
Yeah.
That kind of gives people different varieties of things. Like we've had you guys on specifically as authors, and we've had you guys on for the Fresh Ink Group.
Yeah, we that's what we kind of tried to do. We have musicians on, and we've had artists who draw book covers or who draw graphic novels. We've had a couple of graphic novels and comic book people here recently. But we do have a comment here on Twitter before we get too far away from the Comic-Con stuff. Verwayne Greenhoe, he said, Comic-Cons are a lot of fun. My son was quite active in those for years as he served in the military. Interesting show again tonight. Well, thank you for listening, Verwayne. We appreciate
that.
Yeah,
and Comic-Cons give, I mean, people give Comic-Con geeks, again, I own that term, Comic-Con geeks grief for Comic-Cons. And I said, look, do you give people who, you know, watch, we'll say, football, and dress up for football and, you know, the craziness that goes on in football games? No. Well, then why do you do it for Comic-Cons? It's just that's our outlet. You know? It's just a different version.
Yeah, if you go to a college football game, down in those lower rows in the student section, you're going to see just as much costumery as you do at a Comic-Con, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. If not more so.
If not more so.
But you get to meet some really cool people. Like, we did Terrorfest last year, and we met one of the Ramones. We met one of the guys from Metallica. We met the kid from Poltergeist.
You got to drop names. Which of the Ramones and which of the Metallica guys?
That is a darn good question. Give me just a second, and I can tell you.
Was that one guy who plays the music?
Terrorfest 2022.
Hey,
I'm a huge
Comic-Con
Metallica fan, and I'm a Ramones fan.
We had a Comic-Con here in Huntsville last week, but I didn't find out about it until it was over. I want
to
check one out.
Uh-oh. Maybe they kept you away. That's okay if it's too much of a...
No, I'll find them. We can keep talking while I'm looking. But, yeah, I actually got to sit down. Yeah, we actually got to sit down and talk with them. That was what was really cool about it.
Cool.
And they're awesome guys.
Yeah.
I saw them in
good,
concert
good,
way back in 89.
And then, like,
Metallica
this year, we talked to Diane Salinger and Paul Taylor so far. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
There's lots of really cool, fun things. Let me see. I'm almost there. There's, like, a battle of the bands of Terrorfest. Okay. So, Dave Ellefson from Megadeth, Vinny Appice from Black Sabbath.
Vinny. Today is Vinny's birthday.
Uh-huh.
Happy birthday,
Richie Ramone. Richie Ramone of the Ramones.
Oh, well, Richie Ramone, he was one of the later guys that came in. But
Oliver
so cool.
Robbins. Yeah, Oliver Robbins
but
from
Dave
Poltergeist.
Is cool.
Robert Mukes.
You know, and yeah. Vinny. It's his birthday today. I saw Vinny with Dio back in 85.
Yeah, I got to sit down and talk with all of them.
Cool.
And you got pictures, too, I hope.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And
yeah,
I just saw
fun
Megadeth
part is talking
earlier last year. I saw Megadeth last year, but Dave Ellefson was no longer with them at that time.
He was, if I remember correctly when I interviewed him, he actually is a history buff.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy.
Things you learn
guy.
About him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you get to meet lots of cool people. Like this weekend down in Lake Jackson, they're going to have Kevin Sorbo, who I actually worked with also in Comic-Con, the first one. So it's
cool.
Kind of a comeback again. Peter Kalamas, who's the voice actor for the original Kid Goku. He was also Master Yoda in the Lego movie. Linda Young, who's one of the Peanuts gang, and Carla Perez from who is one of the Power Rangers.
Now, when you say one of the Phoenix Gang, we're talking about the old movies?
Yep.
Cool. All right.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm. But you get to meet some really cool people, and you get to learn a whole lot.
In a situation when they can let their hair down, relax, and just have fun, too, which is nice.
Well, and when you talk to them like an actual person and you're not just starstruck, you know, you get to learn a whole lot about them. Like I said, I learned that one of them was a history buff. I am, too. It was kind of a cool deal.
Cool.
Joe Conjol says, we have a pretty good Comic-Con here in Charlotte. HeroCon draws a big crowd every year.
Nice.
Way.
Yeah, I'm all for that stuff.
I got to figure out where the mailing lists are and get on some of these lists so I can learn about these. Because, like I said, I just missed one that was half hour from my house, and I didn't even know it was there until it was over.
Oh, no.
I saw a thing on the news saying, hey, today was the big Comic-Con in Huntsville. It's like, good to know.
Well, and here's the deal. When I first started them, I didn't start them as helping to run the Comic-Cons. I started them as an author at the Comic-Cons because my books have a sci-fi element to them. That was a good place for me to market them.
Yeah, definitely. All right, we're talking to CJ Peterson. If anybody wants to call in with a comment or a question or, you know, just sing a song or whatever, 516-453-9902. We're going to take a quick break and learn about Mark Herndon and the High Road, and then we're going to come back talk to CJ Peterson about her blog, the Shelf Life blog.
What drives a man to spend 26 years performing night after night? To persevere through a stifling tour bus, bad food, strange women, flared tempers, a plane nearly blown from the sky? Just how did that troubled military brat with a dream claw his way from dirt floor dive bar shows to the world's biggest stages? Aviator, author, and Country Music Hall of Fame drummer Mark Herndon lived that dream playing with Alabama, one of the most popular and celebrated bands of all time. He learned some hard lessons about people and life, the music industry, the accolades and awards, how easy it is to lose it all, and how hard it is to survive, to embrace sobriety, to live even one more day. Herndon's poignant memoir offers a tale at once cautionary and inspirational, delightful and heartbreaking, funny yet deeply personal. From innocence to rebellion to acceptance, can a man still flourish when the spotlight dims? Are true forgiveness, redemption, and serenity even possible when the powerful say everything you achieved somehow doesn't even count? That you're not who you and everyone who matters thought you were? Find all this and more in Mark's remarkable memoir, The High Road, Memories from a Long Trip. Proudly published by Fresh Ink Group in paperback and ebooks, and now in the keepsake dust-jacketed hardcover edition demanded by true fans. Mark Herndon refuses to slow down. So look back, look ahead, and join him on the trip. He's taking the high road.
Now I got a new song to hear instead of Rocky Top. Thank you.
Yeah. So, CJ, tell us a little bit about your blog. What's it all about?
It's a Shelf Life blog. I'm one of the bloggers, book bloggers for Lone Star Literary Life. We have different promotions that usually go with them. There's almost always a giveaway at some point. But a lot of them, some of them are just a spotlight, some are reviews. Sometimes I just review a book on my own in the Shelf Life blog. I like to give exposure, like I said, to other authors. I don't look at this as a competition. I look at it as long as people are reading, I'm happy. So I'm happy to introduce you to a new author. And so that's one of the ways that I get a chance to do that.
Now, how did this come about?
Well, initially I started it. Oh, that is a good question. I don't know if I can fully answer that. I have to go all the way back in the archives to tell you. At least a year or two. It started off with just author interviews and book reviews. So some of those are in there, and then I got connected with Christine Hall, who owns the Lone Star Literary Life. I've gotten a couple book blog tours with her with my books, and we just connected, and she usually likes Texas-based people because it's Lone Star, and we're able to share a lot of Texas-based books.
Yeah, all there's right. A lot of Texas writers out there that we know that we're friends with. So,
mm-hmm. And it's not even just Texas writers. It's you can be from Tennessee and write a book based in Texas, and you can do a Lone Star Literary Life blog tour.
Hmm. That's cool.
You have to be connected somehow to Texas. So, like I said, in each one of those comes each one of the ones that is connected to Lone Star Literary Life, there is a giveaway with each one.
Cool. All right, we've got a new book out, just came out in this past week or two, by C.J. Peterson, Tested by Fire. Mm-hmm. What is this about, C.J.?
Okay. Well, I was at one of my author groups. And one of the ladies that's head of it said, you know, you can give an author, remember I mentioned about the anthology where the prompt was a picture. She's like, you can give a group of authors any prompt and you come up with several different storylines from just that one prompt. She goes, you know, like where a fire marshal falls in love with an arsonist. So I'm like, ooh, I could roll with that. And so I told her, I'm like, can I use that as a story? And she said, yeah, just give me credit, which I did. Part of the dedication is to her. And her name is author Patty Wiseman. But in the book.
We know Patty.
Yeah.
Huh? We know Patty. We've had her on a couple of times.
She's a really cool lady. Absolutely love her. But in this book, it's where a fire marshal falls in love with an arsonist before he realizes she is the arsonist. And there aren't very many female arsonists, but it takes you through her story. And so you can kind of understand it, but you can kind of, you go full circle through the whole thing of where it all started and pretty close to where it ended and everything in between. Someone's like, well, are you giving away the storyline with that quote? And absolutely not. If anybody knows me, my books, there are more than just one dilemma going through them.
Yeah, you like creating moral dilemmas in your stories, don't you?
I love creating moral dilemmas because what do?
Yeah.
You know, when you're actually faced with it, and maybe it's somebody that you love, what are you going to do?
Yep.
Yeah. That's one of my all-time favorite movies has that moral dilemma at the end, and he does it's Gone Baby Gone, and at the end he does the right thing, but it was the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Just this great moral dilemma, and it adds, it ends on that sad note. He did the right thing, but it was the wrong thing.
Yeah, well, you have to read it. Tested by Fire. It is a standalone. A lot of times people are like, well, is it a standalone or is it a series? Because I love writing series. I love allowing the reader to dive into the character. But at this point, you get to dive fully into her character because it starts when she's like 6 or 7 years old.
Today's newsletter has an excerpt from that book. Is that right?
Correct.
I
believe part of the first chapter.
Yeah. So you subscribers to the Fresh Ink Group Voice of Indie newsletter who get your copy every Wednesday morning, today's has a sample from that book. So check that out. That's Tested by Fire by C.J. Peterson.
And it is currently on Kindle for 99 cents.
Oh, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Go over and grab
it. Goes up to $1.99 October 1st, so get it while you can.
Get it while you can.
All right. Fantastic. Now, CJ, you've got a new series that you're working on, Castle Keep. What is this about?
I do. Well, you mentioned before I am a multi-genre author. I like the challenge. I don't want my books to be formulaic. And so I like the challenge of tackling different genres. One I haven't tackled yet, I kind of tackled historical fiction with The Chain Reaction because it's time travel, but I wanted to actually dive into the Renaissance phase. So this is a trilogy, Castle Keep, and it dives into an actual Renaissance phase where it follows the princess whose castle has been literally rampaged and attacked, and she's the sole survivor. So she is the sole heir to the throne. But 17 years, she's lived in a castle, and now she has to figure it out on her own and try to stay alive to reclaim her throne later.
And so, when can we expect this?
Yeah.
Probably next year, because I like to write out all the books. I learned when I wrote the Holy Flame trilogy that people don't like waiting too long for a sequel. So what I did for the Sands of Time trilogy is I wrote them all, and then I put them out consecutively with only a few months on the in-between. And people seem to like that more because they didn't have to wait too long for the sequel. So that's what I'm probably going to do. I'm just going to go ahead and write it and just put it out a few months on the in-between.
Cool. Huh.
Well,
so do you have any other projects in the offing right now, CJ, or is that more than enough to keep you busy?
All that and moving. So.
Oh, that's
right.
Now, Oklahoma
right now, that's
City.
Where we're at. That's why we actually don't have an anthology, holiday anthology this year, is because I couldn't do all that and create a multi-author anthology at the same time.
Oh.
But it'll be back next year.
One of our favorite questions when we have guests on that we get some real cool stories for is, do you have any poignant interactions with fans, like where you've met a fan at an event or a Comic-Con or got a letter or saw a review or something that really stood out to you?
Oh, yeah. Well, for example, the Holy Flame Trilogy, somebody compared it to one of my favorite authors, Frank Peretti, so that This Present Darkness. So that was absolutely thrilling for me. Another one was this 80-year-old lady. The only question not answered, because I like to answer all questions within a series, the only question not answered in the Grace Restored series and the Holy Flame Trilogy is, what's in the box? Well, it is actually answered in the first chapter of the Divine Legacy series. Unfortunately, I went septic on the in-between, so I wasn't able to get it out as soon as I wanted to. And this lady messaged me, and she says, I'm a senior citizen. I'm 80 years old, and I need to know what's in the box before I die. And I said, it's okay. It's on its way. She goes, no, you don't understand. I need to know what's in that box, and you need to tell me right now. And so I'm like, no, I can't tell you. It'll be out soon. I've had multiple homeschool moms were like so thrilled that they were on break because they read the book till 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, and they had the sequel. I've had teens read different books where one of them said she didn't have the sequel, so she chucked it across the room. So I just like evoking that much passion in somebody. My sister-in-law was actually reading, it was the first book in the Holy Flame Trilogy. She said, here I am on a beach in Waikiki bawling my eyes out because this happened and there's not a tissue in sight. And I sent it back to her. I'm like, sis, I had compassion until you mentioned Waikiki. You're on your own. So I love being able to get those messages from my readers. I've had one message me said, you did not just do this. I said, oh, yes, I did. You know, I enjoy that. I love that.
Yeah, that's always a good thing when people are that passionate about something that you've created.
Mm-hmm. It thrills me. It makes me a very happy author.
Over on Twitter, Macy Lewis has a comment. She says, CJ, I'm so impressed with the speed you can write your books and all the ideas you have. Congratulations on the new book launch.
Well, thank you.
Macy.
I love Macy. We just had Macy on a few weeks ago on Book World, The Great Escape.
All right.
Yeah, she's a really cool lady, too.
Yes, we've had her on, and, yeah, she's a fantastic human being, just a wonderful, wonderful person. And
Macy is an honorary Fresh Ink Group member, too, so you can find her at freshinkgroup.com. She's got her own dashboard and got her stuff on there as well.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Her visit with your podcast is on there too. I posted a bunch of podcasts for her on there the other day. Advice. Do you have any advice to authors that are getting started or that have been around for a while that need that kind of extra kick in the pants? Well, what can you say to them?
Two things. Number one, write what you know. If you don't know, find somebody who does. That way you have a little bit of an element of truth with whatever it is that you're writing. Number two is to just get all of the sand in the box. Some of us are perfectionists, and yes, I do own that. I have ADD and OCD, so I own that little bit of perfectionism in me. And sometimes we're so busy trying to get it right the first time through. Just get it done. Just get the storyline in there. You can go in and delete and move chapters later. Just get it in there first and foremost. And then, you know, for the pantsers, a lot of times, or the planners, a lot of times they're doing so busy planning that they don't get the story written. I spoke at a week-long writers' conference in July, and I talked to some people, and there were these two girls that have been planning this series for 6 years. I said, honey, sit down and write the first chapter.
Yeah.
She's like, well, I don't know if I have enough. I said, trust me, you have more than enough information. And then there was another young man who was telling me about his books, and he hasn't started writing them either because he's trying to plan out this whole elaborate thing. And I said, no. I said, just start. Just write it. So my advice is just write it. You got to pull the trigger sometime. Write it. Do it the best you can. Send it through the thing and send it through your editors. Definitely professional edited. Send it through your editors and get it up there.
Excellent. That's stellar advice from author, blogger, podcaster, publisher, and with a touch of ADD and OCD, CJ Peterson. So, CJ, how do people find you? How do they contact you, follow you, message you, get in touch with you out there?
Well, for the most part on the social medias, I'm either authoress_CJ or authoress_CJ. As far as my website, it is cjpetersonwrites.com. cjpetersonwrites.com, and it has pretty much everything on there. Or feel free to email me at cjpetersonwrites@yahoo.com, cjpetersonwrites@yahoo.com.
Now, listeners, after the show, we're going to talk to CJ real quick for a minute and suggest to her that maybe she starts sending our newsletter the announcements for her podcast, too, so that you guys have a link in our newsletter each week so that you can find her shows a lot easier, too. So start watching for that because I got a feeling that'll start coming together. Now, next week, we've got a scoundrel author named Michael Scott Clifton. CJ, have you heard of this guy?
Oh, my partner
in
crime. Yes, he's my partner for the book world, The Great Escape podcast, and he actually has a book that is launching on the 19th, Pringle Prawn. I will be part of that live book launch. There will be multiple authors there, and we're all bringing with us a special giveaway. It'll be on his YouTube, it'll be on his LinkedIn, and it'll be on his Facebook. So make sure to look it up.
Oh, cool.
All right.
And who we got after Michael?
The following week, we are going to pay tribute to Caleb Pirtle. We are going to replay his episode that he was on here on the Voice of Indy podcast. It's a rerun. We're going to be gone that week and the following week. But what a good time to pay tribute to Caleb. So tune in for that.
As B mentioned, we've got 2 weeks in a row off here. We're going to be doing some traveling, acting crazy, and, hey, Peter Gabriel is on tour right now, and I'm not going to miss Peter Gabriel, so I'm traveling to several states to see that. But that second week, after the Caleb Pirtle replay tribute, we're going to have a replay of the Carlisle Toms episode. Carlisle's the author of The Calling Dream, a novel that's doing very well. It's only been out for a couple of months now. So we'll have Carlisle Toms replay again, and then we're going back live after that. What happens live, Beam?
After that, we've got the Michigan Rock and Roll Monsters Wide Track. This is Zach and Ron Tippin. They are father and son duo. Ron is the father. He formed the band Wide Track way back when. They put out, I think, three albums with a full lineup band, and then it kind of went on hiatus. And he put it back together when his son got to the age where he was learning how to play. His son's a multi-talented, multi-instrumentalist, and they've got a new album out. So tune in for that. We're probably going to be playing some music from that new album. And after that,
We're going to go double whammy. We've got two guests on at the same time, people who are probably familiar with Comic-Cons because they are comic book creators, Dan Price and Casey T. Allen. So we're going to be talking comics.
And after that, we've got another multi-talented person, Zeta Elfero. She is not only is she a writer, she's a singer. She's got albums out and she's got books out, and we are excited to meet her and introduce you, the listeners, to her. So tune in for that one. And after that,
that gets us all the way to November. The first show in November, we're going to have Dave Hooker. He's going to be talking about the Tennessee Volunteers. So you college football fans, especially if you know the Volunteers fans, you're not going to want to miss that show with Dave Hooker. So,
yeah, and I have there's like three or four other authors that have reached out. Can we be on your show? So I will be booking some into November and December, and keep your ears open all these wonderful guests. These are new guests, too, so we're going to meet a lot of them just as you're meeting them.
All right. So our guest again was C.J. Peterson and her new book, just out, Tested by Fire. Get out there and get your copy now. That's Tested by Fire by C.J. Peterson. Again,
yeah.
C.J., thanks for being on the show. We always have fun talking to you.
Yeah.
Definitely. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
All right.
All right. And we've got a couple of more commercials we're going to play on the way out, people, and then we look forward to seeing you back here next week.
All righty. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
A small rural community in the Lowcountry along Ocean Highway, Green Pine, South Carolina, has long lacked cultural and educational opportunities for its young people's future success. Many have gone on to serve in the highest levels of education, government, public service, elected office, business, and medicine. With so much success against the odds, surely there must be something in the water. Abigail Hugini chronicles the impact just 42 of Green Pond's children have gone on to make in the world. All full-color editions include photos from around town and local translations of down-home sayings. These inspirational stories prove that, regardless of one's background, we can all find our own path toward greatness. An excellent reference, keepsake, gift, and addition to every library. There Must Be Something in the Water, Anthology of the Fourth Generation, Descendants of Green Pond, After the Emancipation, is proudly published by Fresh Ink Group.
In 1945, 10-year-old Ronald Dennison, the son of a backwoods Arkansas preacher, began having profound dreams about religion and a strange red-haired woman. The dreams follow him for decades, with the woman sometimes seducing him, other times calling him to become a televangelist, but eventually berating him for his sins of lust. She holds a secret so dark that he dares never admit it, even to himself. The more famous and wealthier he becomes, the more he struggles with his adultery, his fetish, and his shame, until his torment can no longer be contained. Staggering revelations challenge everything he ever believed. Will truth bring him the peace he always craved? Or will the woman's demands prove more than he can bear? Read the novel, The Calling Dream by Carlisle Toms. Proudly published by Fresh Ink Group in hardcover, softcover, and all ebook formats. The Calling Dream by Carlisle Toms.
Submariner. 30 years of hijinks and keeping the fleet afloat. Jerry Pate's semi-autobiographical collection of 60 stories recounts his 30 years in and around the U.S. Navy submarine fleet, ranging from lighthearted to wrenching. All are poignant inside looks at naval operations rarely seen by outsiders. Topics include the real story behind the shuttle Challenger tragedy, risking his own life underwater, discovering a Soviet spy living across the street, surviving when an engine ignites, critical missions, and the everyday lives of men and women of the fleet. Compiled by author Robert G. Williscroft and proudly published by Fresh Ink Group. Submariner is available worldwide in hardcover, softcover, and all ebook formats. Dive into Submariner for hijinks and breathtaking adventure with this poignant memoir by a true American hero.
Of Voice of Indy, a production of Fresh Ink Group. Spread the word, support our guests, then find us at freshinkgroup.com and be sure to hashtag Fresh Ink Group.